Today is Wednesday, May 15th. Why President Trump's lawyers are now the ones under investigation, and what to know about Alabama's abortion ban. Plus, NASA's newest pitch for space, how Google wants to get you shopping, and which state was just named the best in the country. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Another investigation on Capitol Hill is now in the works. This time, it's all about President Trump's lawyers. The Washington Post reports House Democrats want to find out if any of Trump's family lawyers helped Michael Cohen lie under oath back in 2017. Remember, Cohen is Trump's former personal lawyer, who's now in prison, at least partly, for lying to Congress. Well, he later told lawmakers that it was Trump's other lawyers that helped him lie about Russian business dealings. So now the House Intelligence Committee wants to get to the bottom of it. And President Trump's son is also on the hook right now. He just agreed to testify about his dealings with Russia. Remember, a Senate committee subpoenaed him last week. You won't be able to watch this testimony on TV, though. NPR says this one will be behind closed doors, and they've all agreed it cannot go any longer than 4 hours. That testimony is set for next month. For the first time since the Russia investigation report came out, high-level officials from both the U.S. and Russia came face-to-face. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Remember, the investigation showed Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. election. So Reuters reports Pompeo told Putin that can't happen again in 2020. Putin apparently said that he hopes the U.S. is ready to move on. The Guardian reports there could be a summit between President Trump and President Putin as soon as next month, but there's nothing formal scheduled just yet. Alabama lawmakers passed the nation's strictest abortion ban, essentially banning all abortions at any stage of pregnancy. Now it's up to the governor to sign the bill into law or not. She's a Republican, but as of early this morning, she hasn't said how she feels about it, although many do expect her to sign it. If she does, CBS News says doctors could go to prison for up to 99 years if they end a pregnancy, unless the woman's health is in serious danger. Women's rights groups say they plan to fight this. But that's sort of the point. Some who support the ban would be okay with this long legal battle. They want to see this issue make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court to try and get Roe v. Wade overturned. That's a landmark 1973 decision that said a woman has a constitutional right to end a pregnancy. 2 months after a mass shooting in New Zealand was streamed live on Facebook, Facebook says it's now taking new steps to stop the spread of hate and violence on the site. Starting today, Facebook says anyone who breaks certain rules or is considered dangerous will be banned from using the live stream feature at all. A Facebook spokesperson told CNN this new policy would have stopped the shooter in New Zealand from live streaming the attack. The change is happening the same day that the prime ministers from both New Zealand and France are meeting to talk about the spread of extremist content online. NASA wants to get people excited about the next moon mission, so it put out a video trailer, and it even called on Star Trek actor William Shatner to do the voiceover. The video is called We Are Going, and it explains why and how the U.S. will send astronauts to the moon once again, this time by 2024. Also this week, NASA and the White House asked Congress for an extra $1.6 billion in next year's budget to make this new deadline possible. The plan is to send the next man and the first woman to the moon. The AP says the new mission is called Artemis, the name of the twin sister of Apollo in Greek mythology. Of course, NASA landed 12 men on the moon over 6 Apollo missions, the first 50 years ago this summer. More news ahead, but first, thank you to this week's sponsor, Swap.com. Have you ever had brand new clothes you never wear but don't want them to go to waste? I know I have, and I keep them just because I feel guilty about it. Well, no more. Swap.com takes items just like those and helps find them new homes with their online thrift store. And thrift shopping has never been so fun and easy. You can use their filters to find unique items in your size and style quickly and have it shipped right to your door. I easily found a cute pair of brand name shoes for a fraction of the retail price. Yes, you can save up to 90% off retail prices on your favorite brands like Lululemon, Nike, and J.Crew. and there's something for the whole family, including women's, men's, juniors, kids, baby, and maternity. Plus, if something doesn't fit, there are hassle-free returns within 30 days. Just go to swap.com/newsworthy for a special offer. You can sign up to get free shipping on your first purchase. Just enter your email address to get that offer. Again, that's swap.com/newsworthy. It's a low-risk way to give online thrifting a try. swap.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. We now know the New Orleans Pelicans will get the first overall pick in the NBA draft next month. They won the NBA draft lottery last night. The 14 teams that did not make the NBA playoffs this year were eligible for that lottery. This year, for the first time, the top four picks were part of the lottery instead of the top three, which is meant to make sure the team that had the worst record last season will get no worse than the fifth draft pick when selecting new players. The top four picks went to the Pelicans, Grizzlies, Knicks, and Lakers. The NBA draft is on June 20th. Google is taking on Amazon in a new way and wants to become your new shopping destination. Forbes reports Google is launching a new shopping homepage that will be personalized for you based on things like your search history. And the New York Times says Google will even start to allow people to buy things directly from searches and YouTube videos. Also, The Verge says Google searches on smartphones will soon include more ads, and you may even see ads on Google's homepage, at least on mobile. Amazon's Alexa wants to help keep your house secure while you are away. Amazon's Echo devices now have a new feature called Alexa Guard. CNET says if Alexa hears something like a smoke alarm going off or glass breaking, it will send you a notification. And Gizmodo says if your Echo has a camera or you have a Ring camera system, it will even send a short video of what's happening. To use it, you have to activate Alexa Guard on the Amazon Alexa app and then say, "Alexa, I'm leaving," to turn it on. But keep in mind, this would not replace a security system since it doesn't contact police. And there are also some questions about privacy or false alarms. But the new Alexa feature is available now. Disney is taking over Hulu. Before, Disney owned two-thirds of the streaming service, while Comcast owned the rest. Well, now Disney and Comcast made a deal. It's a little complex, but here are the basics. Disney gets full control of the video streaming service now, and then it will actually get to buy Comcast's stake in the business in the years to come. Keep in mind, this is happening as Disney plans to release another streaming service soon called Disney Plus, and it already owns ESPN Plus. So expect a bundled option for all of Disney's streaming services. Need a little human help with your digital dating life? The dating app Match is launching a new service called Ask Match. Engadget reports it will connect paid users to a human dating coach and let them chat over the phone. The new service is only in New York City starting this month, but Match says it plans to expand the program nationwide as soon as next year. The best state in America is Washington. That's at least what U.S. News & World Report found in its annual rankings of the best states. The report takes a close look at all 50 states and ranks them based on things like healthcare, education, crime, and the local economy. Washington is known for things like Starbucks, Boeing, and Microsoft, and it's a go-to spot for outdoor enthusiasts. Finishing off the top five best states are New Hampshire, Minnesota, Utah, and Vermont. If you want to see where your state stands on this ranking, you can find a link in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com. And that's it. You are all caught up. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you got value out of today's episode, please be sure to share it with someone and let them know why you listen. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.